Doug Horner, Director of the Social Work Program at Shepherd University.
Give me a little background. There's test-taking that's involved for someone to be a social worker once they complete Shepherd's requirements, correct?
Yes. Accredited social work programs have to meet a number of very detailed standards to remain accredited. That process involves a lot of assessment throughout and at the end of the students, both classroom and field instruction. So we have a detailed, a comprehensive exam that they write on for a year, an oral interview, an exit interview, for the field experience. And then students may choose either to go directly to graduate school, or others who are going into practice may sit for the national licensing exam run by the Association of Social Work Boards of Directors. In order to sit for a licensing exam, you must have a BSW.
Do most of the students go sit for the licensing exam?
It's hard to tell because you lose track of people. They may not go directly to take a license because they're going to graduate school. Some positions require that you be licensable, but not necessarily have a license until 6 months after you're there. So sometimes it may be a few years between when a student graduates and when they may take a licensing exam.
How does Shepherd students do on this exam?
Well, they've been doing very well. I just went back and looked at the numbers. And from 2006 to 2008, the pass rate was between 93 and 100%. We have 2 years of data missing, but from 2011 to the present, the rate has been between 92 and 100%. In the United States, from 2006 to 2014, the pass rate average has been either 70 or 71%. So we're very pleased that our students have done exceptionally well throughout 8 years now of taking the exam.
Why do you think Shepherd students do so well on this exam?
Well, I think there are a couple things, or a number of things. One, of course, is that it's a very rigorous curriculum, and as my colleague Jerry often says, there are many easier ways to get a degree in social work. It's time-consuming, it's very demanding, and also our field experience program is, field experience in social work is called the signature pedagogy. So that's where everything comes together, and accreditation only requires 400 hours, but our students do 600 hours because we learn from graduates that the last 200 hours do make a significant difference. That's when the light bulb goes off.
When you see numbers like this, what does it tell you? It must please you, first of all, and tell you something about what you're doing here at Shepherd with the students.
Well, it's certainly very gratifying to us, and we often say our students make us look good because as they work through and meet the demands, and not everyone makes it through, those who have made the commitment to doing the work and identifying with the values and ethics of the profession really thrive. They're also, as they go through the program in a cohort, there's a lot of peer support and sense of group identity among the students, and that makes a tremendous difference, I think, to students simply having others to talk to that are familiar with what they're going through. And it's always very gratifying. And you know, we hear from the students routinely who have come back to the area or remained here. And they have been very supportive of the younger generation with supervising them in field placements and assisting the program financially with their contributions to the university. So they're very loyal to us. And I think it's worked both ways. We've benefited them, and they continue to benefit us in the long run.